So we're talking Valentine's today, obviously. And initially, we were going to start talking about lame Valentine's plans. Jerianne told us about her double date with her parents one year for Valentine's Day.
Shut up. That was horrible.
We're like, your fingers intertwined with his, and your mom and your dad's fingers were intertwined. You're like all over like candlelit dinner.
No, I sat there like...
And ate your macaroni and cheese and liked it.
Yeah.
But we started arguing over whether you would actually have Valentine's if guys treated women better, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make sure we have this theory hammered out. Every day he needs to treat her like it's Valentine's Day?
Yeah. Not necessarily buying her stuff.
Okay.
But, you know, just showing that he loves her.
I love you.
That he cares about you. Yeah.
Not just see you later.
Yeah.
Where are those Paul Malls? Nothing like that.
No.
The opposite of that is what's key. Nah, Valentine's Day would always still exist because, you know, that bar would be raised for everybody. If all guys behaved a little bit better and were, you know, more affectionate toward their women, Valentine's Day would still be there. There's no killing it.
It might still be there, but there's no reason for it.
539-9750 or 238-0975.
I hate to tell you, Stooks, but Jerianne's right.
What?
We don't want this I love you one day of the year. We want it every day of the year. And we want to reciprocate that back to you guys.
Yep.
You know, if you had the perfect guy with you...
I do have.
Okay, then are you guys doing Valentine's Day stuff?
No, what we're doing today? No.
Okay, so what are you doing? Go ahead.
Well, I bought steaks at the store yesterday. Now, he's the chef, so he is going to grill those up at home, and we're going to have our little dinner at home. And that is it. If you can't tell me and show me every day that I love you, then don't waste your money on February 14th every year. No.
Yep.
Don't buy me flowers. I hate people wasting money on flowers. Yeah. Oh, God. She's right. Yeah. You lose.
You know, the flowers are kind of
You guys
pointless.
Are in the minority of the population. You have to admit that.
No, I disagree. I disagree.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
If you guys was to be able to erase this day off the calendar and show us every day... with us showing you as well, there wouldn't be no need for all this extra money spilled on, well,
I
can't say one day a year, because look at Christmas. How ridiculous is that?
Yeah, that's a totally different deal. We're not getting rid of Christmas. We know that's not going to happen.
Oh, come on.
Our crusade against Valentine's might work. This might take.
You know, if you got rid of Valentine's Day, it's one year that that single people feel less crappy about themselves.
Yeah, exactly. I know. For all the single people in the world, we're sorry that you're miserable.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I guess it depends. So, like, I'm single. I couldn't be happier that today's Valentine's and I don't...
You don't have to waste any money.
And I'm not
affected by it.
Yeah.
If it wasn't there, you wouldn't care.
Uh-huh.
See? It's the pressure. Peer pressure.
So Valentine's Day is there to make up for all the slackers? Is that what you say, then?
I think Valentine's Day is just a day on the calendar that somebody screwed up and they said, oh, we better make up. And there you have it.
Another thing that sucks is somebody gave me one of these Valentine stickers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, here's a Valentine sticker and put it on, and now I have to wear it until she leaves. You know what I mean?
That's cool.
So now I look at me, I like Valentine's Day.
Well, that's what you get for being a Scrooge, I guess.
Yeah.
But we won't have to worry about it.